This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose, and I will tell you now, indeed you can, and it's the simplest thing in the world. Today we're going to talk about Oprah Winfrey. No, I don't know her, I've never spoken to her, but in People magazine she wrote an article saying that she now weighs 200 pounds. She has gained 40 pounds, she says she's embarrassed, and she fell off the wagon. Now, Oprah Winfrey is an icon of America. She has personal trainers, personal chefs, dietitians at her beck and call. And when she says in the article, I can't believe after all these years, all the things I know how to do, I'm still talking about my weight. Now, Oprah has the exact same problem that you do. You can't stop putting all that food in your mouth. Now, it says in the article that certain things happened to her that caused her to slide into poor eating habits. That's nonsense. It's not poor eating habits. She put more food in her mouth than was necessary to maintain her weight, and she got fat. You know, it wasn't a secret. She knew it was happening. She knew she was getting fat just like you do. The problem is she couldn't do anything about it. So now you know that personal trainers aren't the answer. Dietitians aren't the answer. Personal chefs aren't the answer. Knowing what the problem is, she thinks, are not the answer either. It's not the question of what the best diets are. It's not a question of what to eat. Fundamentally, all those things are irrelevant. Why? Because the solution to the problem, to your weight problem, to everything you have, is 100% within you. That's a fundamental thing you have to grasp. Everybody and their brother and sister is telling you that if you're only on a certain diet, you lose 80 pounds, you permanently weigh less. You look on television and you watch people lose weight, so they think, at least temporarily. Of course, they might get paid for it, who knows. But it's not the food. It's not the diet. It's not products which promise you, guarantee you, that if you pay money and you take their product, you will magically weigh less. Nor is it the question of knowing how many calories are in foods. All those things are fundamentally irrelevant. They are not extraneous. They are all extraneous things to your problem. The problem is 100% within you. You're the one who made yourself fat. Oprah made herself fat. I don't care what she says in her article, it's nonsense. She did it. She did it intentionally. The fact is she couldn't help it. Just like you can't help being fat. I've been telling you and everybody else that it is not within your ability to be thin unless you eliminate the reason you're putting all that food in your mouth. And everybody says, no, John, that's crazy because this diet happened and that person lost weight. And you know, on television, people lose weight and weigh less. Really? Then why don't you weigh less? Why do you get fat? Why are you keeping yourself fat? As I said in a prior episode, you will not let yourself get thin, or you will not let yourself stay thin. Just like Oprah, you have the exact same problem that Oprah has. If you want to permanently weigh less or weigh anything you want to weigh, all you have to do, and this is, trust me, really easy once you get the hang of it, is eliminate the emotional need that you feel to put all that food in your mouth. That's the problem. That's the only problem. There is no other problem. Once you do that, it's simple. Now, I've devised a very simple method to teach you exactly how to do that. And it's free. I want to make this really clear. I'm not selling you anything. I do not want a penny of your money. Not a penny. Couldn't give it to me, wouldn't take it. I'm doing this because everybody else is doing foolish things, including Oprah. She may be trying, but it's not going to work. The process is very simple. It's called a reverse emotional engineering. In a strange way, it's kind of like a religious conversion. It's not religious, but it's emotional. First, you understand the intellectual problem. That is, you're fat, and you don't want to be there anymore. And you have to accept the fact that you're the one who made yourself fat. It isn't the food. The food just lays there. Nobody has a gun to your head telling you to put it in your mouth. You do that. And you do it when you know you are getting fat, you are making yourself fat, and you are keeping yourself fat. Once you accept this, and again, using the religious conversion analogy, once you accept that, changing becomes really easy. And it's very simple. You have to accept the fact that you're putting all that food in your mouth for emotional reasons. Not logical. Logically, of course, it's idiotic and it's stupid. And you hate yourself the minute you put all that food in your mouth. Candy, fried chicken, cake. I'm not trying to knock candy or fried chicken or cake. Choose whatever you want. Maybe you just eat too much. Maybe you feel you can't help yourself, and indeed you can. Food, when you put in the food in your mouth, it makes you feel better. You have a good feeling in your mouth, feeling of satisfaction. Two, it stops you from feeling bad. You feel bad, what do? You eat. Feel frustrated, what do? You eat. When you want to feel happy, what do? You eat. All those emotional factors are the things that are causing you to be fat. The only way, emphasize only over and over again, to do this is to eliminate the need you feel to put all that food in your mouth. You say, it's impossible, John. It's impossible. I've been doing this for years. I can't help it. I will say, nonsense. You can, and it's simple. The reality is you may not want to do it because you regard all that food as so essential to your emotional well-being, you don't think that anybody can stop it. Just like Oprah. I say, I don't know the lady, never spoke to her, but she will, even if she loses weight, or which is a term I think is not an accurate term, because fundamentally, virtually no one permanently loses weight. Notwithstanding what you hear, statistically, something like 97% of everybody who thinks they lost weight gains it back. That's a stunning statistic, isn't it? Why would you want those foolish odds? I'm offering you something free without any cost whatsoever. Will eliminate permanently any emotional attachment you feel to food. It will just be food. Once you accomplish this, and it could take a matter of weeks, perhaps a couple of months, that's all. You never have to worry about being fat again, ever. And you can choose any weight you want to live at. Yes, you're not losing weight. This is a fundamental difference. You're becoming a person who is free of an emotional need to keep putting food in your mouth. Just like Oprah. I don't know what her problem is, but I promise you it's emotional. And unless she eliminates her emotional need for food, she will, as she says in the article, been fighting weight all her life. Why would you fight weight? What's the problem? Everybody knows exactly what to do. Yeah, just don't eat so much. Eat different things. Put different food in your mouth. She can't help it, and neither can you. And you will never be able to help it until you know how to do this. Look, go to my website. It's free. www.emotionalchange.com. Emotionalchange.com. In there, I tell you exactly what to do. You can listen to my podcasts. I have something like 72 daily experiences, which takes you through things that you do every day, and people do every day or every part of the year, that cause them to put all their food in the mouth. Once you understand what it is you're doing, eliminating the emotional aspect becomes really simple. Do it. Go to my website. Again, it's free. I wish you all fine life, fine year, and if you will do what I say, you will be able to weigh anything you want, and it will be a thrilling event for you. This is John Thomas. We'll talk again. Goodbye.